Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, we have five board
Hello.
members. I think we have everyone now who's going to be joining the meeting. So let's go ahead and start if everybody's ready. All right, the meeting is called to order at 9:03 a.m. per Chairman Devers. First item on the agenda is public comments. We have three people on the attendees list, so them over to talk to see if anybody has any public comments. All right, now we have Mr. Edwards, Captain Dana Morley, and John Grizel on. So if we have any public comments, now is the time to share.
I'm sure. This is Joe Edwards. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Please go ahead and proceed, Mr. Edwards.
Just a quick question. Derek, if you're not owning a building or having a business, I don't know that you officially could be on the board.
Right. Yeah, this is gonna be my last board meeting.
Okay. Thanks for everything you've done. I'm not saying it in a bad way. Just a
no. I
legal
understand.
Way, that's all.
I get it.
Well, thank you for what you've done, Derek.
Thank you, guys.
Derek. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Are there any other public comments?
Is there going to be an update on the Walk of Fame star repairs and all that has been kind of hanging out there for a long time, and the board was going to take care of that, but it's been a long time.
So the EDRST request was approved from last year, and then Chairman Devers wrote a letter asking if we could please have the funding to be allocated into the new fiscal year, which is this fiscal year. So it has been moved forward to fiscal year 25. And so that EDRST request is for projects. This meeting specifically is for EDRST events. So I think at the next board meeting would be a place to discuss that.
Okay, because I thought the board was going to take care of that. Couple of those have been 2 years, really. But customers occasionally, not all the time, but occasionally are wondrous about it. Like, gosh, those plaques are missing. Did someone steal them? What happened? You know, all that. So the public does notice this. And month after month after month, it makes the loop look bad not repairing those.
With respect, Joe, we do our best. We can't go out and do it ourselves. And if we don't have the funding, we're a bit, you know, we're handicapped in many ways. And we keep talking about it and passing resolutions and Lord knows what. But we do our best. We're just volunteers. And we're getting the money today, I understand.
We do accept donations, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you guys might forget, but Public Works at several meetings ago, several months ago, said they could fold that into when they go out with repairing other stuff, you know, concrete stuff in U City. So I think maybe appoint one board member to really follow up on it, because no one's following up on it. And it really does look kind of.
We are. Yep. That's, yep. You know, it may not be very obvious to you, but we are trying.
Joe, I don't think the Public Works doesn't do the work on the stars either. You got to have a private company.
Well, all I'm remembering from a meeting several months ago is that they said they could do it, or that they would be, you know, and it wouldn't cost anything.
Where are they?
Just be part
Where are
of
the stars? Where are the stars now?
By the Tivoli.
I think a board member, all they have to do is walk up one side and down the other and write down.
No, Joe. Which where are the actual stars that are out of the ground? You have them?
Oh, in graphics, it has them.
Well, so.
The plaques. The plaques
and
that are out.
I understand. What's the company that put them in? What was the name of the company?
It's been a couple of different ones over the years.
Well, I think, we probably could get a bid from the company.
Well, there's no current company, so you'd have to
well,
find.
I mean,
I thought.
Do you want to find some? Why don't we make put you on the plat commission. You can maybe find a company to get some bids.
Yeah, no, that's the board's duty.
Yeah, I think one of the issues is, you know, which is why we're on this meeting, is the financial aspect. I think everybody on this call has opened their credit card to get stuff done. Right. That seems to be the fastest way to get stuff done. I think that's something that hopefully is not part of our future, but that has been the way, to use Dan's phrase, we've all volunteered using our credit card to get stuff done.
Right.
So we have a note here to move forward with the Walk of Fame Stars. We have that as one of the 8 projects that we're working on currently. Trash cans, many other things, street cleaning, all equally important. So we're working hard on trying to figure out the cash flow solution to resolve these issues. Are there any other public comments?
Trains.
Then we will go ahead and proceed with the rest of the agenda. All right. So the next item is the EDRST event line item budget. So I will go ahead and share my screen with everyone here. Please let me know whenever you guys can see that.
I can see it.
Right. So everybody, so we have 4 different tabs for events here. The first one is Loop Ice Carnival. It says 24. It should actually say 25. Mural Festival, Budding Artist Event, and our Holiday Event Promotions. So just to give everybody the overview, we have the Loop Ice Carnival at $70,090. That's based off of actuals from last year and adjustments for facing the future year. The next one is the Mural Festival. Did that tab change?
Sorry, I got it.
Do you guys see the Mural Festival tab?
I'll just try to do something with those screens.
So then the total for the Mural Festival we have at $130,000 based off of what we had done the previous year. The next one is the Budding Artist Event that comes in at $23,394. This is a brand new event that has come from Renee and Mary meeting together to talk, and also Allison from Artisans in the Loop, about doing a quarterly event throughout the Loop involving different artists, similar to what is being done on Cherokee Street, and how to draw people to the area on a continual basis. And then the fourth event is our holiday promotion event. This is probably the biggest change out of all of them, in that there's a much more robust plan of what could be done for the holiday events, including a $10,000 Black Friday advertising campaign, a $10,000 Small Business Saturday advertising campaign, and also a window painting campaign. So we've talked a lot about some of the vacant spaces that we have here in the Loop. But also for the businesses that we do have, people like to walk around and see different things in the windows, like to see window decorations, having employee shortages. I think that we all have enough issues going on than painting the windows. So what we were thinking was, this year we could provide for any business that would like it and vacant spaces, that we could hire artists to come in and paint the windows after Halloween to get them ready for the holidays, and then to have that same artist come back and clean the windows off on January 2nd or 3rd or 4th, and then put a new design up that does not represent the holidays, but something else to add some color and vibrancy to the area, to make sure that we have a beautiful area, a place that has a lot of different art and that attracts people to come to that area. So altogether, the total of all of these items comes out to $275,000. The EDRST board has allocated, upon approval from the LSBD board, that the $275,000 can be allocated for our events, but this board needs to decide what those events are and then what the line item budgets are for those events. So those are the 4 different breakdowns of those events. Do we have any questions about that? Are there any specific items we would like to review or to discuss?
Hey, Jessica, once if this budget is approved, do we have to stay within the scope of each of these budgets for each of these events, or it could be money be moved in between the events if all these funds are allocated for loop events?
Michael, you should try your best to stay within what the budgets are for the events as listed. However, like we did this the previous fiscal year, if something changes and we want to make an amendment, we can do so. We just have to go back to EDRST to request to have funds moved and then take it back to the council to have it final, get final approval.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions about the four different events for fiscal year 25?
Well, I'll just throw in the, to me, the all events look fine, good. If there's any underfunding, I would say it's on the Ice Carnival, which is a seminal event for us relative to the other events. But I think at this particular point, we need to get this approved and then move on. I'm not in a position to say, you know, so we're at 71,000, 72,000 for the Loop Ice Carnival.
$70,090.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't have a specific event in mind or specific opportunity in mind, but is there a way to allocate more funds for that event since it's such a big event for us?
We absolutely could. Which event would you like to take it out of?
Yeah, well, that's that's the trick. That's the trick. Jessica, that's why I asked the first question.
Yeah, so the Ice Carnival and the Mural Festival are really based on actuals from last year. That, I mean, if you look on the budgets, you'll see a lot of 0.38, 0.79. We have it down to the penny. So I do feel good about the Ice Carnival, but if we wanted something brand new, we would have to change some things around. Same with the Mural Festival. That does have $130,000 budget, but the question, I don't know the answer to, the board has to decide. Last year, the Ice Carnival was not well attended and it was a one day event because it's weather dependent and it was so cold. The Mural Festival has a long time lasting infrastructure improvement connected to it that even if the weather's not good for one day, the artist comes out the next day and the art is always still there. Yeah. So that was kind of the consideration, but we can pull some from the Mural Festival if you'd like to.
In my opinion would be, the Mural Festival and the art event are, to me, fine. We're allocating a lot more money into the end of the season, the end of the year, which we've never done before. So if there, I'm not saying that's not enough money for that event at all. I'm just saying that if we're stuck within a budget, perhaps we take some of that out of the Ice Carnival. I move it to the Ice Carnival, to some extent, since they're so far apart. If we don't utilize the money for the Ice Carnival, we do have some time to move it back to the end of the season, unless the end of the season is, no, I got that wrong. The December events before the Ice Carnival. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
So, Michael, one of the thoughts I just want to share about putting that together and tell me if you would like to change it. So I'm out here talking to all these retailers and people are saying, this is hard. This is difficult. Business is, what are we going to do? And so we have to do something different. And a lot of people are asking, can we get some support of promoting retailers during their busiest time of the year being holidays? Mm. But we can move that. So the holiday event would start from the day after Thanksgiving all the way through the first of the year. So that would be about a 5-week promotion, and then the Ice Carnival's one day.
I would beseech you all not to take anything from the fledgling arts festival. We want to get that up and running for an annual event, and it really will help the retailers because the artists will be positioned in various stores that normally wouldn't have art in the corner of a boutique. And this is Manu's idea, and it's a wonderful one, and it's not expensive.
I think we could, all of these have merit. I think we could debate this for a long time. So at this particular point, we probably should just move ahead and get the money as you've allocated, unless anybody feels a conviction to move one way or another. Sounds to me like that's not the case. So maybe we should just move ahead and get this approved. And as Brooke indicated, perhaps if there's money left over at one event, we can move it to another.
That's what's required of us. Let's do it.
And I will just add, if it helps, Michael, that the last two ice carnivals, they fell within that range. I just checked the numbers. No. So yep. You guys were reimbursed about $60,000 for the one in fiscal year 23 and about $70,000 for the one in fiscal year 24. So unless you plan to increase what you're doing with the ice carnival, I think that number will be sufficient to have it as you had it the past 2 years.
Just Perfect. One question. Is the money going to be released before the events and people won't have to front load things after their own pocket?
No. All of the EDRST programs are reimbursable programs. So you get the money after you expend the funds. So you don't have to wait until the end of the event, which is something I've said repeatedly. You can reimburse as you're going so that as you spend the money, you can submit reimbursement and then get the cash, have the cash flowing back in. But no, all of the EDRST programs are reimbursement programs. So you must expend the funds first and then we reimburse.
So difficult. When you say the we, who's
the we?
Who pays? I think that's the thing we're all confused about. So we're supposed to pay ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
No, like you have the LSBD has a checking account that has funds in it. We gave you all an advance earlier this year of $75,000, I believe, and we recently reimbursed for the remaining fiscal year 24 events. I think in June or July, we reimbursed for those. So I don't manage your account. I don't know what's in there, but you've received funds that you should have to start working with. You guys haven't had anything since, I believe, Juneteenth. So you should have some money in the account that you can start, working with and then apply to get reimbursed and then get the cash back. But it should be an ongoing process. I can't control that. But yeah, it should be an ongoing process as you are expending funds, submit for reimbursements. We'll cut you a check and then you get that cash back and then turn it over again.
Wow, I don't like the sound of that. It sounds like somebody has to front load it. And then having submitted, excuse me, my voice is shot, they will be I just don't understand this.
The LSBD should be front loading it. It's not your individual selves. You all should not be front loading it. I know that's what you all have been doing for the past couple of years, but the LSBD has a checking account. The LSBD should be front loading it. It's about how you all manage your money at the end of the day for the board.
Can you guys hear me at all? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dan. Mary, we have money in our account now we can use as a starting point. So, but this is the way EDRST is set up, and whether we like it or not, that's the way it is. So we have to work around that.
And that's for all of the programs, the facade improvement, everything. You spend the money first, submit to be reimbursed, we reimburse you. That's just... And there is no intention to change how the program functions. So for EDRST.
Are you comfortable with that, Jessica? Given that I understand you are the one that was out, as it were.
Well, I think we're all trying to work within the parameters we're providing.
Okay.
So well, one of the things doing this today is that we're only going to be 2 months into our fiscal year. There's $100,000 in our bank account currently. Oh. So if we have $275,000 of events, we need to turn it over 2.75 times. So by getting this done now, only being 2 months into the year, we have 10 months to do that with our events. And then we will also have 10 months to do that with our projects, which is why it was imperative to start now so that we can start utilizing that money. So we have $90,000 for trash cans. I would recommend we start with that one first in this next month, since that's the largest chunk that we have. Get that paid, get it reimbursed, and then we can keep repeat every month and try to use as much of the funds as possible, reimburse. Use as much of the funds as possible, reimburse. But I do want the board to know that this is time consuming. It does take energy to do and time to do. So we will get it done, but it's a process. So, okay. So with that being said, would anyone like to make a motion to approve the EDRST event line item budget for fiscal year 25?
I will do that.
All right.
Mary, I second that. Second.
Dan seconds it. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right. The motion carries unanimously. So I will go ahead and get this budget sent over to Brooke, and then so that it can be sent to EDRST.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other items for this meeting?
Nope.
Thank you.
That you do, Renee?
No, I'm just, no, oh. Don't, I'm going, I'm good. I'm happy. Oh. Bye.
All right. Well, yeah, then. Man,
I'm good. I'm happy.
We sent the arts money.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool.
At 9:24 a.m., the meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.